Crap Kingdom by D.C. Pearson. Narrated by me, D.C. Pearson. To Matthew, you know the rooms I was thinking about. Who can ever know what will be discovered? Eddie Carbone had never expected to have a destiny. Arthur Miller, A View from the Bridge. Part 1. Chapter 1. The problem was, his life wasn't bad enough. Tom liked books and movies where a seemingly unspecial kid was having the absolute worst night of his or her life, a life that was already terrible overall, and someone appeared and whisked that kid away to a world where they were the one, the hero, and all the things that made them awkward and misunderstood on Earth were the exact things that made them the only one who could save this other world from disaster. Welcome, chosen one, the people or elves or aliens of this new endangered world would say. Your coming was foretold to us. Lying diagonally across his bed at 7:30 on a Wednesday evening, Tom got the distinct feeling that his coming was foretold to no one, that his name was written in exactly zero magical books, that nowhere in any universe was a mystical elder waking from a trance, accidentally knocking an orb to the floor and shattering it in his haste to bustle down a hallway, kick open a door, and gasp to a bunch of other mystical elders, "Tom Parking just ate dinner." He had just eaten dinner. That kind of told you everything you needed to know about him and why his life would never be bad enough to warrant his being snatched away to other worlds. It would have been better if he'd been sent to bed without supper, but he didn't even ever have supper.